Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
But that planet is dead. There was nothing. The air isn't even top. Oh. Oh. Are you telling me what I think you're telling me?
That you have a planet-killing chemical currently in your ship's hold? Yes.
Well, shit.
Voidless. Episode 6. Plans.
Okay.
You really didn't know then?
Of course I didn't. Why would I? I can't believe this. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Weaponizing it isn't an easy process. This is advanced technology.
Can I just have a moment, please? I just need some time to process this.
Sure. Just hail me when you're ready. I'll see what I can do to help you find a way out of here.
Thanks. Just a routine pickup. Nothing to worry about. That's what Chase said to me. This seems to be far from any routine pickup I've ever done, anomaly aside. A weapon! We are building a weapon. A planet-killing weapon to defeat the Clave. The Clave who own half the star systems, who are able to shut down entire planet networks while we're stuck playing catch-up and can't even run our own base and ships without their tech. This makes no sense. If those stupid hunters weren't there, none of this would have even happened. Instead, I would have just handed over the final piece of this weapon, signing the deaths of God knows how many. Ugh. Ellis, this isn't helping. Vala, are you still there?
Right here. Are you okay?
Yes. No. I'll be fine. It's just a lot to take in, you know? I have a lot of questions. But first I have to figure out what to do with that stuff. What do you think? Throw it into the sun?
That's incredibly valiant of you, sabotaging your own group.
I didn't join to kill people. I wanted to save them.
Throwing it into a sun sounds good, but I do actually need to repair your ship. Wasn't lying about that. This thing will need a serious upgrade before you go anywhere.
Sure. Well, cue epic montage.
Sorry?
Never mind. Right. That's secure? Mind if I ask? Is this sector really a paradise? Like all the stories say?
That's a little complicated. Paradise for one is hell for another, right? For me, it's, well, pretty dull for one. Maybe that's why I answered your distress call. I was bored and you were new.
Thanks. Well, I hope this is interesting enough for you.
definitely not what I was expecting to do today.
What were you expecting to do?
You know, the usual. Travel around, picking up odd jobs. Mostly engineering, but whatever, really.
Oh, so you're a freelancer?
Well, let's say I don't like the idea of being stuck doing the same thing every day.
Yeah, I can understand that. But surely there can't be much to do in just the one sector.
You'd be surprised. There's quite a few welds in here, and I'll usually have something going on.
But haven't you ever wanted to go outside? See the rest of the universe?
You have no idea. You know, when I was growing up, the Exor Council wanted to send some people out to see how things had changed without us. See if there was anything we could learn from. I wanted to be that person.
Why didn't you?
They were super strict on protocols and the rules they gave were ridiculous. They just wanted to learn about any tech or new forms of academia. Just observe, no interference, no matter what. And well, if I went out there, I'd want to explore properly. It's not much new to learn about anyone here. Anyway, the project got cancelled. Nobody went in the end. Not sure why. Just a decision from the higher-ups, I guess. Oh, be careful with that.
I got it. Don't worry.
Configuring. Systems repairs at 80%.
Almost done. Just a few more steps and you'll be back up and running.
Great. Computer? Scan for the closest sun?
Commencing scan.
Wait. If nobody leaves, how are you expecting to get me back?
Well, I'm working on that. Look, I won't lie, you're not going to stroll out. You need some help, and you aren't going to get any with that stuff still on board.
So what? We dump this stuff, and then I just turn up at the Exor Council and ask for help. How do I know you're not going to imprison and experiment on me?
Why would we do that?
I don't know. Knowledge? Finding out what makes humans tick?
Well, we don't need experiments for that. Maybe a scan? An interview? Or two? They're going to be interested, but if you want to get home, it's probably the most painless way.
Fine. If you're sure.
Look, if I knew of any shady and dangerous smuggler rings that could get you through quicker, then I would already be on the other side. But nobody has ever gone through the barrier intentionally.
Nobody has gone through intentionally?
Well, yeah, anomalies happen all the time, across the universe. They are a constant sign of chaos, and, well, if you travelled by anomaly, it's only reasonable to believe that others have too.
Well, can't we just find another anomaly then?
Sure, if you want to spend the best part of your life trying to predict quantum chaos. They're not like a spaceport, you know. They are completely random, here and then gone. Do you even know how small the chances were of you being caught in one were?
Lucky me. Okay, fine. We'll do it your way.
Scans detect red giant within 15 parsecs.
Alright, sounds good. Start plotting a course.
Warning, scanners detecting incoming unidentified crafts.
What is it? Computer?
Unknown. Estimate that they will reach the ship within 2 hours.
It's pretty remote out here. I was hoping no one else picked up your hail yet or get here so soon. I need to check something. I'll be right back.
Well, don't let me stop you.
I'm still here, don't worry. Those ships, they are Lestrae.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Right? Vala? Is there a problem?
Let's just say you are an unknown entity with a very powerful chemical. May or may not have destroyed the Lestrae home planet.
But you said you were peaceful and didn't carry any weapons. Vala?
Okay, well, the The Exol don't tend to bring weaponry, but space is, well, dangerous. And, well, if they're answering an unknown hail, they're going to come prepared.
So they have weapons?
Big ones.
Great!
Voidless has been a Calliopic production, starring Kate Gallagher as Ellis Glass, Liza Holmes as the computer, and Freya Elsie as Vala. This episode was written and edited by Kate Gallagher, with sound recording by Liza Holmes. Our theme is Moonrise by Chad Crouch. Other sound effects and information can be found in the show notes. Follow us on social media at CalliopicProd, and if you enjoyed, please consider shouting your review into the void. Thanks for listening. Transmission out.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, and good night to you wherever you are. This is Kate, here with an exciting message. Here at Calliopic HQ, we have been working on a project since January, and you will hear the trailer for that in 2 weeks, right after the final episode of this part of Voidless. Now don't worry, Ellis and Co. will be back sometime in the new year, hopefully alongside some new voices, so watch out for that casting call. However, all of these things do add up, and we would love to go forward and cover the cost of hosting and pay our fabulous actors and crew what they deserve. If you'd like to support us on this epic quest of storytelling, then please consider heading over to ko-fi.com/Calliopic Productions. That's ko-fi.com/Calliopic Productions. Or to the link in our show notes and social media bios. Ko-fi is an awesome site that lets you give small one-off payments to your favourite creators in the form of buying them a coffee. Donate £3 or more and get access to some special supporter content as a thank you from us to you. If you cannot donate but would still like to support what we create, firstly, thank you so much. You can help by spreading the word and leaving reviews. It really makes a huge difference. That's all from me for now, so one last huge thank you, and we will leave you with a promo from a sci-fi horror series. Please go check out at Chain of Being on Twitter, alongside the other links in the show notes. Until the next episode, keep looking at the stars.
From what we gather, as something emerged from the dwarf, Stark Hieresias, and presumably tore apart the golem.
The energy signature of Tiresias changed significantly at 6:43 set time. At that point, all telemetry cut out. We do know that something left a large amount of organic matter in its wake. A trail of an ashy substance can be found leading from Tiresias, past the Gorlin and onward out of the solar system.
All data was corrupted beyond recovery, and this symbol was found repeatedly all over the station.
I know it. I remember. It was there in Eden. I'm sure of it.
The reluctant, immortal Adam Delta 5 must defend the very structure of the universe whilst confronting his past.
You remember? No, you do not. You are close. Inside.
Where are you now? Where is your true form?
Sailing through the void. Searching.
For what?
In time. Adam Delta 5.
Chain of Being, a mythic sci-fi podcast. Listen now, where all good podcasts are found.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.